Let's just count it off while we're ahead.
Yeah.
It's trying your metaphor.
It's good. It's good. I like it. Very poetic.
Beginner attempts.
No, that wasn't beginner. That was sophisticated stuff right there.
Yeah.
Eyebrow. Eyebrow. Dead cat. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's try it a little up. tune that it sounds really good and no music. Yeah.
It totally reminds me of Weinstein though.
It kinda does, and it's a very similar chord progression, isn't it? And like
when you start playing that
over
time.
You actually could.
I know.
These are the two tunes that we did by ear, so there you go. What I was going to say is, like Wayne's thing, this one, each solo could really go somewhere. It's kind of a nice tune for that. And I liked when you broke into swing. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was,
Yeah.
You could find a way to make it fit better.
Right, well, I mean, yeah. This is the first time we've done it, so.
It kind of went to be like double time swing, right?
Ding, 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 ding. Oh yeah, that's true. Didn't even think of that. They might do that on
that's
the
That's what I was feeling in my head, but my hand wasn't willing to do that.
Right.
Doesn't it
do
a little
splashes
just like you shorten
every once in a while,
the stick and
yeah.
go twice as fast because you shorten
it? It's a little machine.
Yeah, right.
What, have half-size
you know,
sticks? You think
that's what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't use
it.
The same movement.
He needs half-size, huh?
Yeah. I was going to say, can we start right on the solos and just have each one feel like it builds? Over. Let's set how many choruses. Let's do three. Let's stretch out a little bit. Do three choruses as a soloist, and just feel like the first solo, especially, you're just gonna start from nothing, and kind of take an idea and develop it, and see if you can carry the rhythm section along with you, and feel like by the end of that you've reached somewhere, and then have the next soloist start at that point and maybe take it somewhere else. And a lot of that I think just has to do with. All the stuff we talked about with Wayne's thing, density, range, but most of all dynamics. I mean, if a soloist starts super quietly, especially as a rhythm section player, it's like, oh, okay, I gotta back off here, because otherwise I'm gonna just totally drown this person out. And then that gives it somewhere to go. You can start wailing at some point, not that you have to, but for clarinet players, especially when you go into the upper octave, then it's like, okay, here we are. Let's see what we can do with this one. Who wants to start?
I'll start then. If you're looking at me.
I'm looking at anybody who will look back. I guess.
Yeah, he looked around and you were the only one who
looked
back.
Yeah, kind
of. Is that what happened?
Okay. It's like the teenager thing.
Everybody's like, what?
Everybody look at their shoes. What's that joke about the MIT students? The really extroverted ones are the ones that look at the other person's shoes.
Oh yeah.
It's really true.
That's a nice one.
Man, talk about being polite and introverted. Yeah.
You're afraid now to talk about it?
Huh?
You said talk about it.
You know what? Instead of talking, why don't you show me with your playing what that.
If we start talking, we can play the song.
Okay, yeah. Let's just play the darn song.
I thought it was the solo.